Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hello, my friend and neighbor. This is Pat Boone. And just like you, I'm listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk. Hearken.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. The empirical evidence proved that the 2020 presidential election was stolen from the people. Do the Communist Democrats intend to do it again? And might that lead to a civil war? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back. Oops, I lost that one. Let's try that again. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Standing ovation.
Thank you, Abby.
Well, Paul, it's so great to have you back with us, and we're going to hit these topics hard. We're going to start out with this one because no one basically is talking about this anymore except when Biden is still trying to take more money from us and giving it to Ukraine. So where are we with the Ukraine-Russia conflict at this point?
Well, the great counteroffensive that the Ukrainians were going to conduct only had very limited success. And so it looks like along the eastern front there of the four provinces and Kiev and the areas to the west, the operation seemed to have come to almost a complete grinding halt. The Ukrainians are losing more and more people. They can't recruit even into the reserve forces. I understand they were even recruiting women. Some of the information we're getting, even with the amount of money we're sending over there, which we should be using on our southern border, by the way.
Yeah.
But it appears that there are a lot of new cars being driven by the officials in Kiev, of luxury cars, and they're buying up a lot of good real estate around Europe. including Zelensky. So Zelensky, I sense, is losing his power structure. So I can see this thing coming to some sort of conclusion here within the next couple months. I mean, I can't see this thing going on beyond the fall, even with all the resources and money, equipment, ammunition, missiles, whatever, going into Ukraine. They don't have the people trained now. And then you have access of 15 million people who've left Ukraine, gone to other countries.
Really?
So it's not good, no.
No, I wasn't aware of that. Of course, they're not sharing any of that because it looks like defeat if you say that people are leaving and going to other countries, right? So we also, from last time that we discussed this, you had shared that our weapons, which are being sold, and they end up finding them at the border with the cartels. So I understand a lot of that money, as far as Zelensky, and unfortunately the way it's getting kickbacked over here and in the States, is ending up in real estate. Is that how they're hiding it?
Yeah, that's how they fence it. Same thing the cartels do. A lot of it's fenced through real estate, office buildings, shopping centers, villas, luxury locations throughout the world in the Mediterranean. And in Miami, we have word that some of that money of the sharks have gone into real estate in Miami. So this is a big fraud, the whole thing. And for Biden, he's clueless. He doesn't know what he's doing. Neither does his national security official Jake Sullivan or Blinken. I mean, these people are amateurs. So, and then we see a growing Eastern alliance with Russia, India, China, and Brazil, BRICS. It looks like they're going to promote Russia to be the head of the BRICS, the new financial system. And they want to basically diminish, not completely dissolve the dollar, but to diminish its value so it's no longer the world's reserve currency.
Is BRICS their attempt to, and I don't think that there's an issue really, but is this their attempt to kind of blow out NATO? I mean, NATO's really...
That's separate from BRICS. Basically, NATO is in decline. Many of the European members of NATO, they don't want to continue this engagement or war in Russia. They don't have the natural gas coming through that they had before, and it's not a good situation. So I think you see Europe and NATO, their interest is declining to a great degree in support of Ukraine. So It's the silence is what's threatening here and what appears to really reflect what's going on over there. This war is dying out, but yet Biden and the neocons, they want to see... Putin removed from office, and that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. And I guess the military-industrial complex is not going to get their wishes. They're not coming true because they were trying to get us into a war there, correct?
Well, that's right. But, you know, most of that money that's been allocated for Ukraine has gone into our own defense establishment who make the guns and ammunition and other systems that are being sent over to Ukraine. So they're fattening up on that money, but that money's drying up to a great degree and will continue to. But the Republicans, I mean, these members of Congress have got to step up to the plate and stop what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling my wife, I watch television, I see all these congressmen and senators and House members on television all the time, but nothing ever happens.
No, it's all talk.
You know, they have these hearings. Nothing ever happens. Why can't they control the money. Why can't they shut the money down, shut Biden down and his cronies?
Do something.
That's what they need to do.
Yeah.
Shut off the spigot.
Exactly. It's all talk. All we're seeing is talk, and we're seeing there's more than enough at this point to impeach them. Even to impeach Mayorkas, even though it doesn't mean anything except for it's one way to rebuke him. because of his lies before Congress. I mean, if you or I were before Congress under oath, as he has been and has lied over and over and over again, and nothing's happened to him. So they're not doing anything there. And for Pete's sake, we have more than enough. I mean, when it comes to the border alone, when it comes to Biden, to impeach him at this point, don't we?
Well, they're failing across the board and on the economy. They lie, continually lie to the American people. The F becomes more politicized and militarized, arresting innocent civilians. It's going on all over the country. And Mayorkas, as well as the Department of Justice, FBI, McCarthy was supposed to do all sorts of things as the Speaker of the House. What's he done?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. A lot of talk.
He's not a warrior. He doesn't know how to win. You know, he likes to appease, and that's what's happening.
Yeah. Well,
they're appeasing each other.
Exactly. On Twitter, you could see what he's doing. He's spending most of his time tweeting. I said, "What are you, master of the obvious?" All he does is say everything we already know. And he does. I said, "Okay, fine. You just restated what we're saying. Now we pay you to do something about it. What are you going to do?" Nothing. He's doing nothing except talk. Now, from the border to the money laundering in the Ukraine, to using the military as a social experiment, to intentionally tanking the U.S. economy, are we looking at treason in America?
Well, great that you said that. Our new book coming out in October is called The Invisible Treason in America, which will be book one on treason. Then we're working on book two on treason. But we go through delineate in very are very specific about who's conducted treason. But treason is different from when our forefathers back in 1776 put treason, you know, in the Constitution, as well as other documents that came out later. But they envisioned individual treason, like Benedict Arnold going over to the British forces during the Revolutionary War. But now we have group treason going on.
Yeah.
We have treason by our agencies and our government who are aiding and abetting the enemy. We have Wall Street aiding and abetting China. Then we have the Hunter Biden criminal scandal going on of the money that's been passed to them from the Ukraine,
right,
and from the Chinese. So there's so much corruption going on, and they talk about, the United States basically is a third world country as far as justice is concerned, and we are, and it's getting worse. And the Democratic Communist Party is going to take further advantage of it.
Yeah, thank you for saying that, because I call them the Communist Democrat Party all the time, because that's where we are. And I wanted to bring up
that's
something.
What they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I wanted to bring this up because we've talked about it before, and you've even talked to some of those that are being unjustly imprisoned and still have not had due process. And the two of them so far that have had due process, the entire thing is unjust. It's a fraud. I mean, you just had the one that used to be his name was he was the Proud Boys leader.
Right.
He wasn't even there. He wasn't even there, and he just got
16
20
years, right?
No, actually, he's the one that he got more. He got 20. No, actually, that was Biggs. He's a veteran.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
yes.
he got 16 years. He did nothing, absolutely nothing. The other one from the Proud Boys was not even present, and they gave him 22 years. Mm. When is this going to stop? This is communist what they're doing, because they broke no laws, and they're in federal prison for what?
Well, I'd reverse the Supreme Court, the overall land, the land of the free and the home of the brave, that has to look out for our justice and our legal system.
I don't
and
know.
They're doing nothing. Doing nothing, though we know this incarceration in the gulag, the J6, is totally illegal, fraudulent, set up, and manufactured and supported by the Democratic judges.
Yeah.
And overwhelming juries in the D.C. area that are Democratic.
Yeah. Where is the Supreme Court?
is the Supreme Court taking charge of all the violations of the Department of Justice, the FBI?
This is communist. I don't know any other way to look at that. Now,
they're negligent. They're basically they're AWOL, as we would call it in the military.
Yes, they are. Yeah, we know unequivocally that the communist Democrats cheated to steal the White House in 2020, and they cheated again to keep the Senate and other races like Carrie Lake's around the country in 2022. Do you believe they are planning to steal the 2024 election? And if yes, how might they accomplish that?
Yes, I do think they are. They're planning it. They're going to use, we think, the number one strategy they're going to use is to create a natural disaster where they'll forego the 2024. So it could be a massive push on COVID again, masking the country, restricting people from going everywhere. And all what we're advising all the Americans, say no. If someone says you have to mask up, whether you're in school or whether you're in a hospital or wherever you're at,
say no.
That you refuse to mask up, and you've got to stand your ground now, because we know that was a total fraud by Fauci and his crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why haven't they arrested, indicted Fauci?
Well, they're doing nothing. The Republicans are in some kind of paralysis fear. I don't know what
they don't know
doing.
How to win. They don't know how to fight. They don't know how to achieve victory.
Yeah.
We need to restore America, and they need to understand that. We need to do it now.
Yeah.
Now's the time to start fighting before this turns into a revolution.
Yeah, they're not
working. Revolution where we bring out the guns. We don't want to do that, but no. I'll tell you, they're pushing American citizens to do that.
Well, yeah, that's right. Do you believe that they could find a way to cancel the election or postpone it? Because that would be extreme audacity.
We'll declare a natural disaster.
Do you think because they've been screwing around with, as my friend Diana West has been observing, they've been playing around with God's nature, you know? You're having bizarre, and that has nothing to do with, and they'll blame it on climate change and then take more of our money to fight climate change.
Well, that's why we think Lahaina, Maui was man-made.
Oh,
we
yeah.
think there's part of the picture there of what's happened because of the actions taken over there by the government and the local police and so on. So there's a lot of data to indicate that this was a man-made thing to destroy Lahaina. And, you know, they had meetings over there with FEMA and other government organizations in the past year, and they've talked about the new cities, to put a new city in.
That's it, the smart cities, right?
Destroy it and then build it back up into one of these new cities.
And then look at that. What a surprise. But that this suddenly happens, of course, we know it's not, you know, it's not a coincidence. But also, it was intentional, and I think that there needs to be brought up on murder charges, is that the local officials that was in charge of alarming the people, didn't set off the sirens. They told them to shelter in place, which was utter insanity. They would not give them water to fight this. I mean, what do you say about that, Paul? This was murder.
Well, then the police set up blockades around Lahaina so they couldn't get out.
So
they turned them back. You can't get out of the cross the line or the city line and go into other parts of Maui. So these were all criminal acts. And then you have the police over there forcing. And then they put a big black fence, maybe 12, 15 feet high around Lahaina. They're still building it. Why would they do that?
I don't know.
And then Biden goes over and promises them $700 at the same time, requesting millions of dollars going over to Ukraine. I mean, this is so dirty.
Yeah.
But America's got to wake up and connect the dots. We're in serious trouble.
Yeah, I agree. The communist Democrats have destroyed our economy. They make it almost impossible for some men to feed their families, killed our energy independence, opened our border to everything terrorist or miscreant that wants to invade our nation, undermined our military readiness, and have done everything possible to push us toward a civil war. Do you think this is exactly what they want because they think they'll win a civil war?
They think they'll win it because they can dominate the population through masking again, also raiding any kind of gun stores that they had in Montana. They had to back off of that. But it's a global elitist again. The rich, Audrey, okay, yeah. The upper class, they still have their money. They have their cars, whether gasoline fed or electrical. But they're closing out the middle class more and more each day, costing more for the common laborer, plumber, building people are in construction business, truck drivers across the country, costing $1,200 just to fill up their tanks. And so they're getting crushed. And of course, the lower class can't do anything about it because they don't have the assets or money.
Right.
And the globalists know if they close out the middle classes in Europe and the United States, they will win and they will dominate as they want to.
Yeah, because that's exactly what they want to do. Paul, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and order America's Endgame for the 21st Century, Reality Prism, the ebook, The Mindless War, and the new book coming out next month, The Invisible Treason in America? Where can they do all that?
That'll all be on Amazon, different bookstores. So you can go to our website, standupamericaus.org. You can order the books through there. We just updated our website. It's looking very good. It's more state-of-the-art now than it's been. But we need donations. We need people to support what we're doing because it costs money to do what we do, especially in our publications. And it cost me as the director a lot of money just to support the organization. And we've done so since 2006. We've never been in debt. So, America, whatever you can send us, $100, $200, $50, whatever, help us out because we're here to save America, restore America. And we do a good job with our staff, I think.
Absolutely. I think that you need to send a copy of The Invisible Treason in America to Kevin McCarthy because he seems to be having trouble when it comes to investigation on Biden's, his treason.
Right.
Yeah, so maybe you should do that first and foremost. What do you think?
Well, we'll send him a coffee. I don't think he has enough courage to do anything.
I don't think he has the courage to read it, to be honest.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's work.
But it seems like
each day, but we've got to come up with solutions.
Oh yeah, well, it seems like you've done the work for him. We don't need to waste time on investigations. The average person can see what Biden has done already.
Right, it's all there.
It's all there.
They could prosecute tomorrow, but they won't do it.
Yeah, unfortunately. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that the general just shared with us. Thank you so much, Paul, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. Will you join us again on the show? Yes?
Absolutely. Anytime, Audrey, I'll stand by and be there for you.
Thank you so much. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.